Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com on this Wednesday, July 3rd, leading up to the 4th of July holiday. The Rock Ridge School Board had a special meeting tonight, and the Rockets have a new head football coach heading into the 2019 season. I think a little over a month away, the first official day of practice on August the 12th. From a Rocket to a Rocket. Steve Disler has been the head football coach at Rock Falls for a season, a Michigan native, and now he's coming to another Rocket program, Rock Ridge. Congratulations, Coach. And what really intrigued you about seeking this position in Western Illinois?
Yeah, first off, thanks for congratulating me. I'm excited on the opportunity. What wouldn't draw you to that program? You know, they've got a huge history of being successful, great coaches in the staff. Academics are top notch. I mean, I think there's just so many good things that you got to take a position like that. It's a fantastic opportunity.
Well, and you look at your pedigree, kind of. You were telling me off the air, a kid that grew up in Michigan, a Michigan State graduate, came to Illinois. Your coaching stops along the way as an assistant, Peoria Richwoods, I think the year they got to the state title a few years back. You transitioned from there to Farmington, worked with Toby Ballas for a couple of seasons, offensive coordinator there. They've had a good run. And then you climbed the ladder, your first head coaching gig at Rock Falls, and now your second head coaching gig at Rock Ridge. That's kind of a pretty nice pedigree, considering you're so young, that the steps you've taken. What about your professional development so far?
I mean, that's what got me to this point, is I've worked with some amazing coaches. I worked for a guy up in Michigan for a year when I was student teaching that played football under Lloyd Carr at Eastern Michigan. Roland Brown at Richwoods, fantastic. Toby Ballas at Farmington. I also worked under Tim Hines at IVC for a couple of years. So, you know, those guys have taught me everything I've known. I pull pieces from programs I've loved. I kind of get to make it my own. And if I ever need help, they're fantastic mentors to discuss things with. And, you know, building that kind of coaching community has been a huge help for me.
Well, so it's interesting, you've kind of been around the Three Rivers Conference, been at the Big Northern with Rock Falls to the north, and then just this basically the south of the track is Farmington, who at one time was in the Olympic with Rock Ridge, and then IVC has a little past history with some of the programs here. Yes, so I assume you know a little bit about the culture of the Three Rivers Conference and what you're getting yourself into. What do you know about the track?
It's a great conference. I mean, it's a tough conference, which is what you want. You know, you want to play the best to be the best, and I think it'll help prepare us for the playoffs. When I was my first year at Farmington, we played Newman, actually, up at Newman, and, well, I mean, we all know how good of a program that is. I've done some 7-on-7 stuff against Orion. We played Monmouth Roseville back when I was at IVC. So I know how tough that conference is and how great a competition it's going to be, and I'm excited for the dogfight every week.
Yeah, and it's nice because even though you're set to start practice in a little over a month, you know, right off the bat they say, let's give the new kid a big rivalry game with basically a couple of county schools going at it that haven't played for 4 years, Rock Ridge and Churard. That'll be a big crowd for week one, and I know both communities are pretty excited for that game because they haven't played a football game for a while.
Exactly. You know, that was one of the first things I heard when I accepted the position is, oh, we got Churard week one, and that's a huge one. And, you know, I mean, that's small town football. It's the best it could be. I mean, the whole community's out there supporting their teams. You have these built-in rivalries that you played that have been, the tradition is there in the culture, and it's going to be an electric atmosphere, and I can't wait to play that game.
Yeah, and I know you talked about, you know, this is a good job you're taking, and I wholeheartedly agree, and the one thing I like is that the facilities are so good, and the community is great, and then the other thing, this is just football specific for me. I think the Rock Ridge staff that is in place with guys like, you know, Toby Whiteman, who's had head coaching experience, Jeff Henry, head coaching experience, Lucas Smith, the head wrestling coach, to kind of have, you know, those pieces of the puzzle assembled. That makes it a pretty good job, too, I think.
Oh, it's absolutely. I mean, the transition for me is going to be tough just because when we're talking July, I'm not going to see them until, I think, July 9th for the first time. So I'm going to have to rely on those guys a ton, and they're fantastic coaches, fantastic people. But they know the kids, they know the system, they know what motivates them, they know the expectations, they know the teams we're playing. So they're going to be a huge asset to me, and I definitely could not do it without them.
Well, I know I've been here long enough. I was here in the Rick Amey days at Rock Ridge with the Delaware wing tee stuff that was successful, and here Coach Graves running that spread has been so effective. What is your style of play going to be? Can you give us a little taste of that, I guess, offensively and defensively?
Well, I mean, I've coached under pretty much every system except for the triple option, which I love the triple option. I've studied that myself. So I've been in spread. I've been in, pro-I. I've been in just I triple option, zone, all that kind of stuff. We were a belly team at Richwood when we went to a state championship game. We're going to keep it pretty similar this year. We're going to do a little bit different. I mean, again, with my time frame getting in and having not a whole ton of time to get everything going, we'll try and stay a little bit similar. But we're going to add some tweaks, and we're going to add some new wrinkles on both sides of the ball. We're going to build around the kids that we have. So you'll see some of the same stuff, and then you'll see some stuff that you'll be like, oh, that's new, that's effective.
And we'll wait to see it on August 30th, because that'll be a fun time when Rock Ridge and Sherrard play. So how, again, as we wrap up our conversation, Steve Disler, again, a native of Michigan, coaching stops at Rock Falls, Farmington, Peoria Richwoods, IVC. So we're talking about August 12th, I think, the first official day of football practice. So as we wrap up, just, as you look at the calendar, just getting ready, you said July 9th is the first time you're going to meet with the kids, so there's going to be a lot going on between now and August 12th, I'd say.
Exactly. But luckily, like I said, we've got a great staff, we've got great kids, we've got smart kids, so the adjustment, we'll do it. I mean, that's what we're there for. We'll get it done, and we'll have our success this year.
All right, looking forward to working with Steve Disler, and of course, all the Rock Ridge football games are in WRMJ and our WRMJ.com platform. And Coach Disler, we've already lobbied him to be on our Saturday morning show during the season every year, too, and he's already signed up for that. See what you got yourself into already, Coach Disler. But nice talking to you, and we'll look forward to working with you. And I know the kids and the coaching staff excited to get together with you on July 9th. We'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, and let's go Rockets.
Yep. Steve Disler, the new head football coach of Rock Ridge, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.